Karen, good morning. Let's talk first about Sean Diddy Combs, his arrest, and the federal indictment. This sounds pretty serious.
It's very serious. When it's a federal case, it's always more serious. And they moved very quickly on this investigation. It began in March. Although it's been brewing for many, many years, people in the industry have been talking about these allegations for decades, and it's now all coming to fruition. The three counts are a conspiracy to commit racketeering, sex trafficking, which is very, very serious. It has a minimum sentence of 15 years, and then it goes all the way to life. And then the final one is just interstate prostitution. But the allegations are salacious. They're disturbing. They involve illegal guns, illegal drugs, arson, all kinds of sex crimes, and it's pretty comprehensive.
Are other people involved? Do you think others will be charged here?
You know, it's interesting. Usually you do see other people charged in these conspiracies. We saw this in the R. Kelly case, where you have other individuals, even professionals and accountants, being charged. So nobody was charged in this. It could be that they are cooperating, and it could be that they want Sean Combs, and they are going to use these other witnesses to testify against him. And if they don't, they might be charged.
Yesterday, the Illinois Supreme Court heard arguments in the case of Jussie Smollett. Is this all kind of hinging on a technical argument, Karen?
It is. It has nothing to do with the merits, and that's the issue of, as we recall, and maybe we don't want to recall this saga that keeps going on and on, but Kim Fox cut a deal with Smollett, basically said, you know, we'll keep your bail money, you do community service, and we're going to nolle prost, which means we're just not going to prosecute. Doesn't mean that you're acquitted. It doesn't mean you're going to trial. It just means we're going to drop the charges. And there was no promise that they weren't going to rebring the charges, but they dropped them based upon that deal. And so when the special prosecutor subsequently got appointed to prosecute him, the argument was, hey, wait a minute, you guys made a deal with me. I gave up my money. I did my community service. Why are you prosecuting me again? And of course, he got convicted. So it's a pretty compelling argument. I'm not sure it rises to the level of double jeopardy, but there's an issue of fundamental fairness. Again, this has nothing to do with the merits of the case. It has to do with, if you cut a deal with the government, can you expect that the government is going to follow it? And I think that, you know, that there's a good argument that that's unfair to him. Well, so we'll see what the court does.
Yeah, I want to make a prediction. How do you think this is going to end up?
I think they're going to overturn the conviction, or they're going to send it back to the court to determine whether or not there was a deal made, meaning what are the facts? Was there a quid pro quo? Did he say, you know, I will do this if you drop the charges? And if those facts are there, I think the court is going to have to determine that subsequent prosecution was unfair to him. So I think there is going to be an overturning of this verdict.
This case seems to be going on forever. Let's talk about the baby reindeer, the big Emmy winner the other night, Reindeer Games. And this is interesting because it's a Netflix series, if you don't know about this, based on a true story. Now, they never mentioned this woman's name in the show. Well, actually, they used a different name. So does that protect the writers and producers from a lawsuit here?
Well, this woman is not portrayed in a very good light. She's a stalker, and she's pretty aggressive and sexually aggressive. And so the real woman, so the guy who wrote it had a situation that was similar, but he says in the movie, specifically when you watch the movie, every single episode says, yeah, it's based on a true story, but things have been changed and exaggerated to make it more dramatic or something to that effect. So you're told that it's based on true story. So the question is, would a reasonable person watching this show know, first of all, know who this woman is, and is it defamatory toward her? And I just don't see how that they're going to prove that, because number one, like you said, they didn't use her name, and how would you ever hook up her name? See, now we know what her name is because she's brought a lawsuit, but other than that, we wouldn't have known. And he did have that disclaimer that said that I've exaggerated things. So my guess is that it's probably going to be dismissed, and if not, it probably will be settled because it has been such a success that, you know, some of these lawsuits will kind of stain the whole situation unless you just make it go away.
Good point. Because of the lawsuit, we do know her name. And yes. Finally, let's talk about what's happening in Springfield, Ohio. And the question has come up about politicians. Can they be held civilly liable for causing the kind of disruption that's going on there in Springfield, Ohio?
Yeah, this is interesting. If you read about the sociological studies of the rhetoric that's going on in politics these days and the causation of all of these kinds of assassination attempts and shootings and things like that, there is a direct correlation between what's going on in our politics and what's happening when it comes to violence. And in the Springfield, you know, two elementary schools were shut down, two hospitals were shut down because there were bomb threats about Haitians eating pets. And again, you have to, if there is going to be some sort of lawsuit, there has to be causation. You have to show that someone said something directly that caused somebody to do something crazy. And it's really hard to connect those dots because unless a politician says, hey, let's all go to Springfield, Ohio and shut down a hospital, there's not going to be that causation. So I think what we're going to have to do is rely on politicians, maybe, to be a little more sensitive to these things and not be guilty of all this rhetoric that's causing hate crime.
Karen Conti, keep your dogs and cats safe. Have a nice day. Thank you, Karen.
I don't know about you, but I'm hungry. Okay.
Stop that.